you good to go now?
So it's September 30th, 2001, and we were just having a quick conversation about what feng shui is. And I'm here with Chen Mihangos, who's going to give me a feng shui consultation on my car before I head out of Utah. So what is feng shui?
Feng shui is, a lot of people refer to it as the Chinese art of placement, but on a bigger scale, it's a form of geomancy, which is the study of the dynamic relationship between a person and their environment.
Okay.
So there are all sorts of things that you take into consideration. It's not just a form of design. It's rooted in Taoism.
Okay.
And the specific school of feng shui that I practice is called the Black Hat Tantric Buddhist sect.
Okay.
Of feng shui. So it has traditional Chinese feng shui, but it incorporates Tibetan Buddhist and Korean Zen.
Okay.
As well as looking at things that affect our life currently that weren't such an issue in the past, things like electromagnetic stress.
Sure.
Usually have such a highly technological society.
Sure, and I'm actually a victim. I have so much electromagnetic stress surrounding me.
Yeah, so there are definitely
even though I don't own anything, I still have electromagnetic stress. And my car is probably a giant ball of it.
It kind of is. So you didn't know anything else? You didn't know
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Because it's pretty interesting, the project that you're doing, and not knowing anything about feng shui. I'll give you a homework assignment.
Sure.
To read a book called, I'll write it down.
Write it down.
It's called Clear Your Clutter with Feng Shui by Karen Kingston.
Uh-huh.
Because you're basically this piece that you're doing is basically that.
Sure.
So we have a relationship with our stuff.
I've been exploring yeah. that.
And a lot of people tend to hold on to things. You know, you're getting rid of everything, but a lot of people tend to hold on to things.
I'm also a type of person that likes to hold on to things.
Yeah, you accumulate stuff too.
I'm even accumulating as I'm going. So maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Like how to prevent that.
Yeah, because clutter actually, I always recommend to my clients that they deal with clutter and they explore the issue of clutter before they have a full-on feng shui consultation, because you can have such big shifts in your life just by evaluating what you own and the relationship you have with each thing that you own.
Mm-hmm.
So something,
I mean, I did that.
Is,
I did
yeah.
that with everything, about every single thing I went through and decided what it was and what it meant to me and so on. So I guess I'm prepared for this conversation.
No, you've already done a lot of the work.
Okay.
What you want to do is actually just when you are looking through your stuff,
uh-huh.
you want to ask yourself if it clearly represents you,
okay.
if it speaks about where you're at in your life right now.
Okay.
And the inability to let go of things kind of represents that you don't really trust the natural way things are going to go.
Sure.
That you don't necessarily trust that you're going to be able to provide something new for yourself in the future.
Okay.
And it's...
So you kind of hold and clutter, you surround yourself with this stuff because, like, it's, you feel like this is what you've accumulated, this is what you've acquired, and you want that type of security connected to it. You want to know that you can sell that if you need to.
Yeah, and people say, oh, well, I could never get rid of my second or third pair of ski boots because
sure.
I might need them one day.
Sure.
But the message that you're sending is that you don't really trust that down the road you'll be able to buy a new pair if
sure.
you need them.
Sure.
So the message that you're sending is, I already have everything I need. I've got more than what I need, so I'm not looking for anything new in my life. So a lot of times, that's when the biggest changes happen, is just letting go of stuff, which you've done. I mean, you don't have that much. Tell me about your stuff. Tell me what you have.
Okay. I don't know. I have this black bag that used to be a computer bag,
mm-hmm.
and it was just so obviously a computer bag that Chris sent me this backpack, and now it looks like a little backpack, so I have my computer in it.
Oh, there you go.
But since, you know, that was the bag that had everything in it, and now that I have this bag, I use this bag for, like, everything else, which means I'm starting to accumulate a little bit of stuff
uh-huh.
as I go along. But part of the project is I'm accumulating, like, receipts and photographs
mm-hmm.
and so on as I go. So
well,
I need a little room to grow.
Right. Well, and that's fine. I mean, you're always, throughout life, it's a process of acquiring stuff and then getting rid of it when it no longer serves you or no longer represents
in
you.
In that container, I have, food
uh-huh.
things. So there's, like, a little cooking stove, a lantern, just kind of camping stuff,
uh-huh.
and a knife and a cutting board. So all the stuff is relatively necessary. Okay. It's a nice knife. My girlfriend gave me like a really nice
chef's knife,
forged steel chef's knife.
Nice.
So, you know, I got rid of the old crappy ones, and now I have one nice one. It's the only knife I need. So
good.
I have a pair of boots that somebody bought from me, and then never paid me for them. So I just went through this kind of hassle of like, what should I do? Should I send? And I just said, forget it. I'll keep them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pair of sneakers that my girlfriend gave me before I left, and they're really functional, light and cotton. I have a pair of flip flops.
There you go.
And those are my shoes.
How long are you going to be out on the road for?
About another month, maybe a month and a half. I've been on the road for 2 months.
And then you're going back to Iowa?
I'll be back in Iowa.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, and then the other thing, and so I know what you said, that you're doing this travel log, but what are your intentions and your objectives? Like, where are you at in your life, and what are you looking for? You can do it. It doesn't have to be just for this project.
Oh, sure.
But on a bigger scale.
Well, you know, I am, like, from the beginning of this project,
mm-hmm.
My goals in life have changed from the start of this project.
Yeah.
One of which is that the beginning of the project, what inspired the project, was that I was thinking about dropping out of school and moving to New York.
Uh-huh.
So I was originally just going to sell extra stuff. And then, you know, by the accident of registering allmylifeforsale.com and thinking about what the hell that meant, I started to sell everything and sold everything. And in that process, I decided that where I was actually a good place, because what ended up happening was one of the reasons I wasn't unhappy in Iowa was that I wasn't making work that was being looked at or seen or experienced by people outside of the 12 people that I went to college or graduate school with.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly I found out that I could make work in Iowa that could be seen by a greater audience. So it made sense to. Also, I decided that I'd already invested time and resources into being in graduate school, and that dropping out wasn't the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be a really good decision, because, you know, where I would have gone and moved to New York, I would have been laid off from the job I would have gotten, and I would be unemployed right now. So the process of this project has changed.
Really changed things?
Sure.
So what's your focus right now? Is it career? Is it relationships? Is it health? Is it creativity? Is it?
I think it's a creativity. It's about organizing my life such that my work is my life, which it has become. Trying to get my life to a situation where what I'm doing is directly related to what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's always a battle between school. Mm-hmm. In that case, because there are things that I have to do and things that I want to do. And thus far, I've been doing a lot of what I want to do and not what I have to do. And when I get back, I'll have to really kind of focus on what I have to do in order to get a degree.
So you'll need like a balance of the two?
Yeah. But
or is it more like it's in stages? Like you get to do all the things that you want to do, and then you do all the things that you have to do.
Well, I'm doing all the things that I want to do, which will put me into a position that I have to address some of the things that I have to do.
Okay.
I have to take requirements. You know, I have to take art history classes. I have to, you know, those types of things I have to do in order to get a degree. And thus far, I've been doing things that I want to do, which has been good. It's, you know, I've been making work that I'm proud of, and I think it works for me, so.
Good. So, and then what are your objectives for the trip in particular, and like your car? I mean, you live out of your car pretty much too. I mean,
I pitch a tent, and sometimes I stay with people. My objectives are to, you know, meet as many of the people that participate in this as possible, to engage in dialogue with them about, you know, why they became involved in what I was doing, you know, just actively have people participate in my project. And, you know, to kind of see whether or not there is a community that's formed around this.
Okay.
So to interact with that community.
Okay.
So to make, you know, create these points of connection that wouldn't have been possible had I not used the technology that I use, that I not use. You know, the part of the All My Life for Sale project was taking advantage of the systems that exist on the web. Mm-hmm. Using eBay, there was this giant audience, and there were all these people, right? Mm-hmm. So there were all these people out there using eBay, and it seemed like a great audience to create something for.
Okay. So it sounds like communicating and participating, community, those are big things mm-hmm. for you right now,
mm-hmm.
and your work being your life. So usually, you can apply feng shui to anything,
sure.
really. It's not just about space. It's a philosophy on a grander mm-hmm. scale. This is the first time I've ever feng shui'd a car, but it's definitely possible.
Okay.
The idea behind feng shui is that, in Chinese it's referred to as qi, the Indians refer to it as prana, but the idea is that there is vital energy that animates our bodies, our spaces, the relationships that we have with people, and it's always changing. It has different characteristics.
I've taken a little Tai Chi
and different qualities all the time. So it's about being able to recognize the quality of qi that surrounds your space
mm-hmm.
and that informs the relationship between you and other people, and then making conscious choices to create an environment that you're going to feel most comfortable in and that's going to support your needs.
Okay.
So basically, your car should keep you safe.
Sure.
Should be able to run well, should give you shelter. It should be, it needs to speak of you too and of your project.
Okay.
It's kind of the vehicle that is carrying you from this in theory and on the computer to face to face.
Sure.
You know, to realize. So typically, what you do in order to map, there's what we call the Bagua, and it's an
okay.
energetic map that you would superimpose over the floor plan of your house, whether
okay.
it's your whole house, your yard, a specific room, the top of your desk.
Sure.
And the orienting point is called the mouth of qi. For
okay.
a house, it's your front door, because that's the spot at which the energy of the universe or the qi of whoever's coming to visit you, that's sort of the interface and the connection.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd use a door. And so we'll use your driver's door.
Yeah, that's the main.
The main,
would be the main
now
door.
Now that's the main door. That's the mouth of qi. That's the interface that you have. So, and I'll send you your write-up.
Okay.
And I'll draw this map out for you.
Okay.
But it's there are nine different sections of the map. It's
okay.
based on the eight hexagrams of the I Ching, which
okay.
is also called the Book of Changes,
uh-huh.
very old oracle.
Uh-huh.
And then the center is referred to as the health sector or the Tai Chi, the center of everything. So, and basically the different sectors of the Bagua represent a life cycle,
okay.
like a normal, healthy, balanced life cycle. So in the center, you have what's called career and journey. That represents sort of the beginning of things, the creative process where everything's possible because nothing's been defined yet. So it's kind of this watery, philosophical space, new beginning. And then from there, you move into the area of self-knowledge, which is sort of where you take all of these ideas and you put them into practice and you start to establish boundaries and values and what's important to you and what's not. And your driver's seat is actually in the self-knowledge sector.
Okay.
Kind of half in career and half in self-knowledge. Because what you're going to do is, from the tail of the car to the front of the car, you divide it evenly into nine squares.
Okay.
So the center console, the center where there's no seat, that's like the health sector. That's the Tai Chi, the center of
really?
The car.
That's where my cooler normally is. Is that okay?
It's all right.
Water
You'd
it.
Like to, as long as you keep it clutter-free. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't, I definitely wouldn't accumulate garbage there.
Okay. Well, usually it's a so right here, right?
So like this is the health sector of your car.
Okay, this is where I put my cooler.
Okay.
And it usually has ice in it and has refrigerated beverages.
As
here.
Long as you don't keep crap on top of it.
I don't
it,
keep crap
you
on
don't
top of
throw
it.
Throw stuff all over
I
it.
I do throw stuff back here and I throw
back
stuff
there.
Back here.
Back there is fine.
But then I clean it up when I stop.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, and that's good because it should always be sort of a process. If you're going to accumulate more stuff on the road, you're going to get rid of other stuff.
Yes. I've been giving stuff away.
That's good.
Like, I get stuff almost at every stop, and I've been giving stuff away at every stop, too.
That's good.
So.
That's really good. The intimate relationship sector of your car is the back trunk. It's going to be, you know, if you're looking at it from your front door, it's all the way to the back and to the left. Okay? And so that represents a spot, your ability to give to something besides yourself.
Okay.
Your ability to commit.
Okay.
And so since you're in a relationship and you value that relationship, that would be a good place for you to, if you're packing up your trunk, the boot, the sneakers that she gave you, and stuff like that. That's a good spot in
your trunk.
You know,
what I had back there in that corner was this box, which is kind of a catch-all, but one of the things that's in it is stuff that I intend to give to Sasha.
Oh, good.
So, that, and that was always in the back corner. Also my art supplies and kind of just tapes and stuff, and like stuff that people have given me along the way is all in this box.
Well, then that's a great place to keep,
that's where
keep
it was.
That right there. Then in the back middle sector of the trunk, that's called Creativity and Offspring. And it represents, for a lot of people, children.
Okay.
Fueling your energy into children, but it's like your, it's your love, your passion, your hobbies, how you get to express yourself without fear of judgment.
I need to keep my bulk water there.
Well, that's okay to keep water there, except for all of these different sectors. The other, aside from the Bagua, the second main tool in feng shui is called five element theory.
Okay.
And it's central to Chinese medicine and acupuncture and all sorts of things. And there's a dynamic relationship between the five of these elements. The element of creativity is a metal element. It's focused, it's concentrated, it's creative, but it's structured. Water actually drains the strength of metal. If you think of the way water can be pulled as condensation off a metal cup or something. So you can keep it there, but it's also important, like if you have sort of brainstorm things, things that sort of spark your interest as an idea or the next thing you want to do, fun, playful
things.
Usually
that stuff is right here. Like I've always, like I have my computer here and I have my phone here and I have kind of all my technology stuff and stuff that I need, and I'm always writing stuff down in this section.
Well, yeah, and that's good because that's, you know, how you're technically going to use it.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about if you store things,
store stuff.
You know, like when you're looking to pack things in your car.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Well, I could put the water over to the edge. It's actually, you know, what's funny is that the in the center there, there's this wooden board that holds across the tire. And the water is so the water's so heavy that it's actually bent the whole, like it's put an indentation.
In the board?
In the board. So I should actually put it over there. I do have some, you know, I have like a file cabinet over here on the left-hand side in the trunk. With like contact information for all the people that bought stuff from me. And I also have like radiator fluid and stuff like that. But it fits perfectly in the little nugget
in
there.
But
I could put it over on the other side.
Well, that's fine. I mean, anything that has to do with the relationships that you have with people, that's a great spot for it in your trunk.
Yeah, okay.
The sector of your car that relates to abundance and prosperity is going to be all the way at the front.
Okay.
And to the left. I'm talking about, I
Go
further stuff.
Yeah.
Getting turned around. So that's the sector of your car that relates to abundance and prosperity, and also under the hood of your car.
That's where the battery is.
And it doesn't necessarily...
I can't move that.
Well, it's not the cap that moves it around. And a lot of people in this day and age think of abundance and prosperity in terms of cash only.
Sure.
And it's really not about that.
Sure.
It's about being able to feel like you have enough to enjoy what you have, to feel full, to be able to experience, you know, plenty. So whether it's an abundance of relationships or an abundance of adventures or free time or an abundance of creativity, it's important to feel that on an everyday basis instead of saying, oh, well, later on, farther down the road, when I'm done with this project or when I move out of Iowa, then I'll concentrate on that kind of stuff.
Sure.
It's abundance in all of its different forms. And so I actually have something for you.
Okay.
That's related to that. I know you already have a bunch of little guys on your dashboard. But I brought you this little guy to keep with you. There's an old Chinese legend of this three-legged toad, three-legged frog, and he's kind of like a harbinger. He's kind of a messenger. He would arrive at the front door of whoever was about to receive fortunate blessings and new prosperity, and he would show up with an I Ching coin in his mouth. And so I brought him for you, and you can keep him in your car, in the wealth sector of your car. You can leave him down here.
Could
he doesn't have to be up there.
Because I can't put anything there.
Oh, no, no. He doesn't have to be there. He can be under your seat here. He can be here. And you don't have to, keep
Can
him
I put Velcro? No, I would love him. Can I put Velcro on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and what he's sitting on is this octagon is the shape of the Bagua that I was talking about, this energetic map. And so each one of these markings is actually a hexagram from the I Ching. And this is his little I Ching coin that fits in his mouth. And the one thing that you should know about it is that there's a yin and yang plays a big part in function.
Okay.
And yin and yang is a marriage of opposites.
Sure.
But there's the seed of the other one
of
them. Yeah. You know? So the side with the four characters, this is the yang side of the coin. And the side with just the two symbols is the yin side of the coin. And what yin energy will do is protect, nurture, stabilize, maintain. And yang energy is more expansive and productive. So if your intention is to create more abundance, and however you're going to define that, then you want to display the yang side of the coin up. If your intention is to maintain the abundance that you already have, keep things going, then you'll want to put the yin side of the coin up.
So I should have the yang up now, and then when I get home, flip it over.
Yeah, because if you want to keep the energy of the things that you're doing now that you love doing, and you want that energy to give you some momentum to get through the things that you're not looking forward to doing, the requirement things, and what you can do is change it to the yin side, so that it'll stabilize that.
And is it yin or yang?
It's yin and yang, or some people say yin and yang.
Okay.
But I say yang. It's potato, potato, really.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, when you put him, what you want to do is look at your house, your apartment, and stand in the front doorway.
Okay.
When you're standing in the door frame, check to see if you are in the middle of your space, if you're at the right, if you're at the left, and your abundance corner is going to be all the way to the back of your apartment and to the left.
Okay.
And I'll write it all down.
Okay, do that.
But so you can keep him in the abundance sector of your car.
Okay.
And then you can put him in the abundance sector of your home when you're done with this.
So, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll leave him right there for you. And then one thing that's good to do with your, not just your car, but all of your space is clutter clearing is sort of a tangible, hands-on thing.
Sure.
And then there's space clearing, which is the energetic level of that, getting rid of stagnant energy that no longer serves you very well, and that can translate in your car into that kind of funky, stale, road trip accumulation.
Sure. So vacuuming maybe.
So every once in a while, vacuum.
Yeah.
And when you vacuum, the other thing that you can do to release it is, you can clap really loud, or you can play music that is going to be upbeat and sort of jarring.
Well, I do that when I drive and I'm sleepy.
That's good.
So I roll the windows down.
Get a little fresh air.
Get some fresh air and have nice but loud music.
And then when you have shifted the energy in it, after you've vacuumed, after you've done stuff like that, then the next music you play should be nice, like the sound of bells or something soft, something. So don't do it when you're sleepy, nothing that's going to let you to sleep.
Yeah.
And another thing that I brought, I don't have very much left of it. You can just have what's left.
Okay.
I got to find where I put it. I think I might have left it in my car. So
okay.
I'll get it at the end of this and give it to you.
Okay.
It's a citrus spray called Orange Mate. And you should, another way to get rid of that smell is to spray it in your car. And it's nothing big. It's just essential oils.
Okay.
And distilled water. But the smell of citrus will relax you. So if you're irritable on the road, let's say you're driving in a city and you're lost, you're on the wrong road, you've passed a place, and you start to get really tense, if you spray some of this orange spray, it encourages you to breathe from your diaphragm, and you'll start to breathe fully, and your body will relax, and you won't be so irritated and so anxious.
Well, that could be useful to me.
So any kind of citrus smell, whether it's orange or lime or lemon, but mandarin orange works really good, so that's the spray that I have, and I'll just give you the rest of it. So those are basically the things that you'll want to do. You know, try to keep your car clutter-free.
Okay.
And then clear it out occasionally. Vacuum it, play.
I do this once in a while along the way. I pull everything out and I think about what's necessary. I throw a bunch of stuff out, I give stuff away, and I put it back in my car.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. So you're already the feng shui dream child.
Yeah. That's not the way I live in life. It's the only way I live in the car.
Yeah, but you'll have a couple months of doing this on a daily basis.
Sure.
And then you can translate that into your life.
Into a larger space.
And really what it allows you to do is just really live in the moment, which is what Taoism would propose that you do. That you just kind of go with it. You live in the moment and you evaluate your life as it goes. And what's necessary and what you love. Because you're going to be different next week than you are today.
Sure.
And you're going to be vastly different at the end of a trip.
Sure.
And then when you finish school. And you always want to surround yourself with things that are current. There are definitely things from the past that are valuable that you always want to hang on to, but it should be those things that you really treasure. Something that holds the energy of a positive experience or of a good relationship or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
You know, and it's
I'm in a unique opportunity. I'm in a unique place now because I am in such a, everything now is accumulation, so everything really is current. And everything I wear is like somebody who gave this to me, and it's really fresh.
Yeah. So. Well, and the thing is that when you get stuff from somebody, and actually your whole project of giving stuff to people, our chi gets sort of impregnated. Impregnates the stuff that we own. And so these people that have your stuff, they have some of your chi. It's not that they're taking anything away from you.
No, but they have.
You're just cultivating more. But,
sure.
you know, like the bag of spoons hanging in the co-op, that's some of your chi.
Sure.
You know, it's a direct connection to you. So it's interesting to see, I can see why they wanted those bag of spoons, but it's interesting to know why the guy in London wanted the brick.
Sure.
You know? And so that's kind of what your whole project's about, and that's really cool. So you should just keep, sort of cycling through your stuff in your car. And then when you get home, hang on to all of the good, favorite, most treasured stuff. Let go of the other stuff that you don't really need. I mean, you do keep it when you record it by taking pictures of it.
Sure, sure. I mean,
that's the thing.
I do have digital images of everything I used to own.
Yeah, so you don't to have it physically.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I just think that the most important thing for your car is to take good care of your car so that it obviously gets you from one place to another.
I get the oil change.
And then periodically clear it out and use that citrus scent when you start to get anxious and irritable.
I'll start today.
And your little froggy will keep you abundant.
All right. Well,
so I'll send you a detailed write-up, and I'll let you know about things that you can do in your own space when you're kind of in a more permanent spot.
Well, I won't get that until I get back,
mm-hmm.
and I'll consult it and take what I learned from my car.
And also know that from your rear view mirror, this would be kind of the perfect spot for sort of a protection thing.
Okay.
In terms of an amulet, so it should be something that you really like, something that you're really drawn to. It's kind of the interface and connection.
This is Temporama.
Oh, it is. Look at that. It was hanging to the side.
That's Temporama. So
that's perfect, then. And what's this little guy?
That's just the rubber band people gave that to me.
Well, that's the Bagua
shape
right there. That's your little...
Oh, my goodness. That is. That's
so you
got to
keep that there.
I'll keep that and Temporama there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the project.
That's your little
right
protection
there.
Thing.
Yeah.
So good.
All right.
Do you have any other questions for me?
I don't think so. Do you want to help me pack?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll help you pack.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, and then let me just tell you the one thing.
Okay.
Is that there's a tradition with feng shui practitioners that in order to do a consultation, you have to get something in a red envelope from your client.
Uh-huh.
It represents an even exchange of energy.
Okay.
And
I've got some stuff for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And all you have to do is put like a little, you could put a little piece, write something on a little piece of paper and put it in the envelope.
I'll prepare something for you.
And because it represents an even exchange of energy, and it also kind of protects you karmically from my stuff and protects me from your stuff.
Okay.
So it's just a little feng shui tradition.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.